Brian is a great friend of Fort, and he's going to be our speaker this week. So come on up and tell us what you're going to talk about a little bit, and then I'd like to pray for you.
Well, it is so fun to be here. My wife and I, Mary Ellen, we're from Denver, Colorado, actually Golden, Colorado. Just moved there a few months ago and flew into Minneapolis, and we're delighted to be back at Fort. This is a very special place for me. I spent many, many years here and love the place and love the people. Wasn't the staff, weren't they amazing tonight? Let's give the staff a round of applause. I mean, you know, yeah. You know, where do you go and get welcomed like that? I love the little effect, you know, coming in and running through. You know, I felt like an NFL football player coming out of the stadium. It was so fun to just feel loved and welcomed, and staff does that very, very well. You know, we live in a society right now that is so confused about so many things, especially around family and around marriage and all of those things. And so this week, I'm going to be talking about living and leaving a legacy. And we're going to be looking at faith issues. We're going to be looking at family issues. We're going to be looking at male-female relationships. We're going to touch on finances. We're going to look at a lot of things from the Bible. We're going to get our sanity from what the Scripture says about us, about our families, about our about who we are as people. And so I'm really excited this week to really talk about what we're for. You know, Christians right now are known more for what they're against than what they're for. So we really wanted to anchor in the Scriptures and say, okay, God, how did you make us? What does life look like? You know, how should we be living our life in this day and age? Again, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion in our society. So I'm really looking forward this week to biblical truths, but very, very practical truths that can help you in your life and in your faith journey. So that's kind of what's ahead, and I'll look forward to doing that all week long.
Stay down there, and I'm taller than you.
Yeah, so I need the prayer, and he needs the practice. So.
Father, thank you so much for this opportunity for us to be together this week. None of us are here by accident. You have called each of us to be here this week. And we're looking forward to the things that we're going to learn. I pray for Brian as he brings forth the word, that you would give him clarity, that you would give him liberality to be able to share what he has on his heart and his mind. So we pray for that. And Father, we also pray that we'll have a great week together. May it be a safe week. And when we're all done, Father, may it have been a restful time for us all. So we pray that you would continue to bless us and bless this week. For we praise in Jesus' name. Amen.